If you would look with us to the book of Job. And we'll look at Job chapter 14. Job chapter 14. When you found it, please say amen. And we want to look at verse 1. And the word of God reads as follows. Man born of a woman is of a few days and full of trouble. And just from just that portion of that verse, we want to use for a subject this morning. Good folk in bad situations. Good folk in bad situations. Today we are faced with people questioning why it seems that good folk are faced with tough circumstances in their lives. And many times we are given false information as to the reason that others are facing certain situations. Oftentimes in the past, we would hear people say that they're just paying for what they've done in life, or God was just getting them back, and all manner of fallacies we've heard, but I come here this morning to tell you that it rains on the just as well as the unjust. And I don't care who you are, in every life, some rain must fall. See, when it rains, it doesn't just rain on saved people's gardens, but it rains on everybody's gardens. And some of us seem to think that when God sends the rain, that it'll rain on the garden of the so-called church folk and skip other folk. But when God sends the rain, it rains on the just as well as the unjust. And I come to tell you this morning that giving your life to Christ does not give you a ticket of exemption from troubles in your life. So often we walk around and we say, yes, talk about how blessed we are. And yes, this morning I thank God that I'm blessed and highly favored. But still in my life, every now and then, trouble will come by and knock on your door. No doubt that I've got Jesus in my life, but even still with Christ in my life, sometimes my heart gets heavy. Even with Christ in my life, we still have to cry sometimes. For the word even says that Jesus wept. Which tells me that situations will come in your life that will sometimes knock you to your knees and will begin to make you cry and have a heavy heart. But I've come to tell you that regardless of who you are or who you think you are, trouble will find its way into your life. Now, when God created man, man was placed in a perfect utopia where he didn't have to work, sweat. The only thing he had to do was sit back and praise and worship God, because that's what God made us for. However, the deceiver came along Everybody know who that deceiver is. And he calls some good folk to be placed in a bad situation. Now, I know somebody sitting here now, trying to think ahead of him and say, well, how do you know that they were good folk? But see, when I read, it's because when I read in the book of Genesis chapter 1, and I look around verse 26, the word says, and God said, and see, once God said it, that settles it. It says, and God said, let us make man in our image, and after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and everything that creeps upon the earth. And then when I go on to verse 27, it says, and so God created man in his image, and in the image of God created he them, male and female. And so what I've come to tell you today, that God is a perfect God. So therefore, if God created them in his image, then they were created in the image of perfection. And so therefore, they were some good people that were placed in a bad situation. However, Satan came along and he convinced them to attempt to be as wise as God. And the problem is a lot of us today are in some bad situations because we're trying to know too much. We're trying to think too much, and we're trying to rationalize and put God into a scientific equation so that you can understand him. But the only thing I can tell you is that he's so high that you can't go over him. He's so wide that you can't go around him. And even though you may get low down, God will stoop down there with you. He's so low that you can't go up under him. So therefore, in things that you can't explain, just accept that said that God said. Even today, this morning, I got some folk in here today, some dumbest thing that they know more than God, when actually they don't know a whole lot or anything about him at all. Somebody this morning is seeking for the Holy Spirit and they're trying to find it, not realizing that it's a he. But anyway, after the man sinned, God removed them from the Garden of Eden and placed them in an uncomfortable situation. And what he told them was, he says, now Eve, from this day forward, you will have to experience the pain of childbirth. And they tell me that that's pretty painful. And he told Adam, and what you're going to have to do is that you're going to have to earn your living by the sweat of your brow. In other words, right there, we've got some good folk placed in a bad situation. How many of us don't really just enjoy going to work, but we go there for the paycheck? Amen. You ought to wave your feet. And we wouldn't have to go to work until the deceiver came along and messed it up for everybody. And because Adam and Eve ate of the forbidden fruit every day, I have to get up and go to work. But I'm just a good person that was placed, help me somebody, in a bad situation. Often in life, you will be faced with times when it seems like the more you try to do good, the further behind that you get. Amen. Seems like when you take two steps forward, you take about four steps backwards, and you spend your whole entire life trying to play catch up. Can I get a witness this morning? Somebody here know what I'm talking about. And it seems like every time I think I'm getting ahead, if it ain't one thing, it's another. See, what'll happen is I'll go buy a new set of tires this week, and then next week the transmission begins to leak, and then next month, by the time I get the transmission fixed in my car, then the motor begins to knock. But let me tell you, baby, it's nothing but some good folk placed in a bad situation. Now, somebody here is trying to tell you that, well, see, you ain't living right. But let me tell you, can I call some witnesses this morning? And I'm finna catch you. Watch this. There were three guys, three homeboys, by the name of Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. And to correct you, to bring you up to snuff, Hananiah was named Shadrach. It was changed. And Mishael was named Meshach, and Azariah was named Abednego. They changed their name. And see, when God does something in your life, he will change your name, and you ain't who you used to be. See, Hananiah, Meshach, and Azariah at that time were not totally on God's side. But when he changed their name, somebody talking about, Lord, I know I've been changed. But when he changed their name to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they became some pretty good people. I won't tell the story if y'all help me. And when their names were changed, it would seem like these guys had made up their mind that I'm going to serve God regardless of whatever happens in my life. Anybody told that tale before? God, if you get me out of this mess, I'm going to praise you. I'm going to pay my tithe. I'm going to go to church. But as soon as God gets you halfway on Easy Street, you forget about the lie that you told. And that's the reason sometimes you find some good folk in some bad situations. Amen. They were asked to compromise their belief in God. For the king had passed a decree that said that when the music played, you ought to bow down to the king. But see, last week a whole lot of folk bowed down to the king of pop, not realizing that they got to bow down to the king of kings. And see, what happened was they said that regardless of what comes in my life, I might catch hell, but I'm not going to bow. They chose not to conform to the ways of this world, and they found themselves in a very heated environment. Now, I can hear some of the religious folk, some of the church folk saying that those boys were stupid. Evidently, child, they done something wrong because God wouldn't have put them in that there situation. Y'all know what I'm talking. Anybody ever heard that line? But just like today, many can't tell you what God can do because they've never tried him in an uncomfortable situation. See, it's easy to say what you won't do or what you don't do. See, it's easy for you to tell somebody else what their husband ought to do when you ain't got one. Amen. Or tell you how to raise your kids and they kids off the chain. Help me, somebody. But see, sometimes you got to step out on God's promise. And when you step out on God's promise, I don't care how hot the temperature may get, you got to keep on standing. You're just a good person in a bad situation. And the king ordered that the furnace be heated up hotter than ever before. And he threw them in. And they were not supposed to survive being thrown in the fiery furnace. But let me tell you, Jesus said, I will not. I don't care what your buddy told you. I don't care what your mother told you. I don't care what your kids told you. Jesus said, I will not leave you comfortless. And whatever state you in this morning, you're just a good person caught up in a bad situation. I can see these boys now. Somebody said, what are they going to do? Then when they got there, they were surprised to find out that there was a fireman walking around in the flames with them. And every time the flame attempted to eat them up and heat them up, I can just see the breath of the Holy Spirit. And and God will blow the flames out in your life that's trying to consume you. If you only just believe. And right now, it's some flame. Some of y'all in here in the fiery furnace right now. You got some bills you can't pay. Car about to be on the hook. Life's about to be on the bend. Help me, somebody. And right now, somebody seems to think that God has forgotten all about you. But I come to tell you that man born of a woman, this is what the word says, is of a few days, and those days are full of trouble. Then I can see David, a man after God's own heart. And we find that David was a great man. He killed a bear and a lion with his bare hands. And then he took a slingshot and killed the giant Goliath, and was anointed to be king of Israel. And the Bible says that David was a man after God's own heart. However, I can see David sitting on the rooftop, looked over, saw Bathsheba, and longed for her and said, "Now go get her and bring her here." Now we find a good man in a bad situation. We all know the story. And just like this, David ended up getting caught up in his own mess. And we got so many church folks that are caught up in mess, and they think that nobody will ever find out. But I just come to tell you this morning that even though you're going through right now, be not dismayed. Whatever betides you, because God will take care of you. And sometimes when we look at the situations in life, we can't see our own faults. Our own situations. You try and advise somebody else on their house, your house tore up. Help me, Holy Ghost. God's showing me something. Then when you look in the book of 2 Samuel, chapter 12, and you discover that David was having a conversation with a man by the name of Nathan. And Nathan began to tell him of a story of where one man, rich man, had taken advantage of a poor man. And when you look in verse 5, it says that, "And David's anger was greatly kindled against a man. And he said to Nathan, 'Whoever this man is, he surely ought to die.'" And in verse 7, "And Nathan said to David, 'David, thou art that man.'" And see, what God is showing us here is that even good folk get caught up in bad situations. But I'm thankful that God is not a God that would throw me to the dog like some of these church folk in Gadsden. Amen. Because see, when I go over into around the 52nd number of Psalms, David said, "Lord, restore unto me the joy of my salvation," which signifies that David did not lose his salvation because of his sin, but David lost his joy because of his sin. And that's what's wrong with some of us in here today. The reason that we can't praise and worship God, because the devil has taken your joy. Hey. and you're looking around ready to have a pity party. You just good folk caught up in a bad situation. Then when we look in John chapter 9, we see where there's a man that's been blind from his birth. And you know how church folk talk. And the word, they begin to mumble around and they said, now, who sinned? This man or his parents? But in John 9 verse 3, Jesus said, neither this man nor his parents sinned, but this happened so that the work of God might be displayed through his life. And right now, so many times we question God and say, God, why me? But I come to tell you that maybe God wants to use you to be an example of his power to deliver. And right now, somebody used to say that my life is a testimony. And see, when you think about all the things that you've been through, then you're able to give a testimony. And a testimony is a result of your test. So if you've never had a test, that means you don't have a testimony. But when I've been in that bad situation, when I've been down and there was no way out, and Jesus reached way down and picked me up, my life was nothing but an opportunity for God to show the world how great he is. Then we go back to our text here. We find this man by the name of Job. And the Bible says that Job was a perfect and upright man. And when you look in Job chapter 1, you discover that Job was a man that had material possessions. He had wealth. In other words, the Bible speaks of him having camels and oxen. Well, let me put it on a 21st century level. Perhaps Job had a garage full of Bentleys and Rolls Royce and Mercedes Benz. And his children were well blessed as well. And his children had huge mansions. And it seemed like everything was going perfect in life for Job. Amen. And right now, God has given some of us in here a few nickels or dimes in our pocket. And we think that we've got life by the tail now. And now I don't need God anymore. Amen. Y'all know what I'm talking about. And see, the devil, let me tell you something. The devil can't stand to see God's folk blessed. See, when the devil had you, when you were living like hell, he didn't have to bother you too much because he already had you doing everything that he wanted you to do. But when you decided that, God, I'm going to straighten up my life, then you didn't realize it, but there became a bullseye on your chest, and the S wasn't for Superman. The S signified that you were saved and sanctified and that you're now an enemy of the devil. Then we look in verse 7 of Job chapter 1. God asked the devil, said, devil, where have you been? He says, I've been going to and fro, back and forth all over this earth. And I'm trying to find somebody that I can mess up. Then the Lord said unto him, said, now, Satan, have you considered my servant Job? There is none like him in the earth. He's an upright man. He's a perfect man. And he doesn't deal with evil. And so what happened was, God allowed his child to have an encounter encounter with the devil, and the devil was going to have control over the material possessions and the wealth of his life. Now, right now, has it ever seemed like you got holes in your pocket? That you thought you put $10 in there and it seemed like you're missing 20? Verse 9. And the devil just told him, now God, the only reason Job fears you is because he's being real blessed. He got money. He's got material things. You got a hedge all around him. And I bet you if you were to take those things away from him, he'd cuss you to your face right now. Right now. Sometimes when the material blessings begin to leave our life, we're ready to blame God. We're ready to question God. But I come to tell you, you're just a good person caught up in a bad situation. And God knows what happened to Job. And we know, and his friends begin to question, say, now Job, go ahead, confess. Tell us what you did. We know you did something wrong, because that's when this bad stuff happened to you in life. Y'all ever heard that story? That's what gets me with some of these folk in our churches. Talking about brother pastor, I make a motion that we accept this statement from brother so-and-so. When the Negro making the motion ought to be making an acknowledgement. See, because Romans said that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Now one piece of dirt can't talk about another piece of dirt. Maybe it's not you today, baby, but right now it's just a good person caught up in a bad situation. I'm going on. Job held on. And in Job 14:14, he said, I'm going to wait till my change come. And see, sometimes we must glory even in our tribulations, knowing that tribulation worketh patience. See, everyone has trials. But Jesus said, these things I have spoken unto you, that ye shall have trials and tribulations, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. Now Jesus was just a good man that was caught up in a bad situation. Because when I look in Isaiah chapter 53, it said that he was despised and rejected of man, a man of sorrow and acquainted with grief. And it says he's borne our griefs and carried our sins. And it says he was smitten of God and afflicted. And what that means is that he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity. And the chastisement of our peace was upon him. But by his stripes, we all are healed. All of us, like sheep, have gone astray. We've turned from our into our own ways. But right now, when I look at Jesus, he never did anything that was wrong. But because of my sins, because of your sins, a good man was placed in a bad situation. See, for 40 days and for 40 nights, he was tempted of the devil because of my sins. And then when he went to the garden to pray, the disciples went to sleep on him. And sometimes your friends might even neglect you. But I see Jesus right now, a good man caught up in a bad situation. I can see folk coming down the streets of Jerusalem hollering, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Then about a week later, the same man, the man that we call Jesus, saw himself caught up in a bad situation. The same folk that said Hosanna now begin to shout, crucify him. In other words, what I'm trying to tell you, things might be good this morning, but they might turn sour by this afternoon. But don't give up. You're just a good person caught up in a bad situation. Then I can see Jesus as they marched him from judgment hall to judgment hall. And then somebody said, this can't be the Son of God. Look at him. He won't even defend himself. They tell me that they whooped him all night long. And sometimes life will whoop you and it seems like you just can't see your way through. Then they tell me that the next morning they took him up Golgotha's rugged brow. And they took him, they hung him high, and they stretched him wide. And right now, I can see a good man caught up in a bad situation. Somebody said they hung him high. They stretched him wide. They began to pierce him in his side. Not that he did anything wrong, but just a good man caught up in a bad situation. But I tell you, what the devil meant for your bad, God will turn it out for your good. But see, I believe the devil forgot to read the scripture, because Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. And so what the devil had done, he had just helped God out, and he lifted him up to the earth. And what happened was, I tell you right now, that all things work together for the good of them that love God and are called according to his purpose. Right now, it seems like you're going through, but on the other side of through, hey, things will get a whole lot better. And I can't leave him hanging out there on that cross. Somebody said he's caught up in a bad situation. Well, they tell me that they took him down and buried him in an old borrowed grave. And they tell me that for 3 long days he stayed down there in a bad situation. But early on the 3rd day morning, he got up with all power in his hand. Somebody said, all power, all power, all power is in his hand. And right now, I can see him. Somebody thought that it was all over. But thank God for a few faithful women that decided to go and anoint the body of Jesus. And when they got there, the angel said, why seek ye the living among the dead? He's risen, just like he said. And right now in your life, if you're looking for life, hope is found in Jesus. Don't look in dead places trying to get your deliverance. You're just a good person caught up in a bad situation. And right now somebody said, how do I get out of this bad situation? And the word says, if you believe in your heart, if you confess with your mouth, thou shalt be saved. Anybody here seem like you've been caught up in a bad situation, but hold on just a little while longer. Everything is going to be all right. Somebody said, weeping might endure for a night, but in the morning, joy will come. Hold on. When the storm rises, when the wind blows, you got to still hold on, knowing that everything will be all right. Don't give up. Don't give in. There's a brighter day ahead. And when you continue reading this story of Job, you will discover that God gave him twice as much in the end as what he started out with. And right now you might be going through. You might be going through the storm. And you know what? They might have repoed that hoopty. But guess what God got in store for you? See, you can't imagine it. The only thing you see right now is the problems that's in your life. But I want to put some word on your problems. The word of God says, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, and neither have it entered into the hearts of man what God has got in store for you. Anybody seem like you're going through right now? Can you look around and see the things that God has done for you that ought to encourage you to hold on till the change come? The invitation is given. Would everybody want to come this morning? God is standing with arms wide open saying, come on. And I know it seemed like you in this situation all by yourself, but God told you he won't leave you alone. And even in your storms right now, God is working it out for you. Amen. Let's just give God some praise right now. Let's give